Welcome to St. Paul Lutheran Church. I pray that everyone is safe and warm with the snow and the weather that has come in. We decided that we would go ahead and provide some announcements for people, and I pray that this will be helpful for you as you tune in. We also have the snippets that are available on the website if you want to reflect upon the lessons that are pointed for this day. As the county is in an emergency state, there is no worship this morning, and so we thought we would bring some announcements to you. I want to begin with lifting up prayer requests. We want to remember particularly all those impacted by the weather. We pray that people would be safe, and those who have to be out, that they would be protected as they travel about. We pray for the crews that are cleaning the roads and repairing lines and all that kind of stuff. Please remember them in your prayers this day and in the days to come, as this will probably be an event that takes several days to recover from. Other particular people to remember as we lift them up this day, please remember Sarah Rodert. Sarah had been at the hospital, and she'd been discharged, and so she's recovering from a fall. Please pray for healing, God's healing touch to be upon her. Lois Russ, who had been in the hospital, is back home in Arizona, and so please remember her. Kay, as she recovers from her back surgery, Kay Haney, as she recovers from her back surgery, was at rehab, and she is now home, so we give thanks for that. And Olga Adi had cataract surgery, and so we want to remember her and pray for her as she recovers from that surgery. Also, an additional person to add is K.Y. Hendricks. K.Y. has had the flu and hospitalized, and so please remember him as well in your prayers. I encourage you to lift up others that you know who are in need of God's healing touch, whether that's physical, emotional, spiritual, in whatever capacity, as we lift them up this day. Some announcements to lift up. Because of cancellation of this day, the annual meeting will be February 1st, next Sunday, so please take note of that. There'll be other announcements that go out to let people know, but want to lift that up. Other things to lift up: the Luther League is doing a chili cook-off, and that is on the 15th of February. And so if you'd like to bring chili, you don't have to sign up. You just bring chili on a day like this. Chili sounds pretty good. Everyone is invited, whether you bring chili or not, to stay. And you vote with a financial contribution for the chili that you think tastes the best. And so people are invited to come and to be a part of that. That's one of the fundraisers they're doing for the Luther League as they prepare to do a mission trip this summer. Also on that day is the Sunday School Valentine's Party. And so between services, there'll be a Valentine's Party, and there won't be normal Sunday school on that day. Other things to remember is on February 5th, Thursday, is our devotional service before Breakfast Club. And so people are invited to come and to be a part of that. The junior high are doing a Valentine's dinner on February 13th, and there are tickets for sale for that. They will be at the Welcome Center, or you can contact Jamie Baker about the Valentine's dinner. The junior high families should check the group me for sign up for donations and all that kind of stuff. The snow tubing obviously is canceled. Other than the cold, we got the snow for the snow tubing. Please check the GroupMe, and a makeup date will be announced. So that will come down the road. Care package for college students are set up, and so when the roads get clear and you can make your way to church, or over the next couple of Sundays, there'll be boxes set up, and you can put in letters or snacks and food in those boxes for the college students. I know they always appreciate what is sent to them, and then they'll be sent out for them. Also, near where they are set up, there are blankets that are there with some thread. We're in need of people to tie those blankets. If you are interested but not sure what to do, contact Olga or Wanda Inglau, and they would be able to show you. As we're home, after you get out, if you want to take some, take them home, tie them, bring them back, that would be marvelous. The other thing with here at the church, as you're able to get around a little bit more, at the Breakfast Club, they set up a puzzle in the narthex, and so if you like to do puzzles, you are welcome to come up to the church and work on the puzzle as you're able. During Sunday school time, if you like puzzles, you're welcome to go and to work on that as well. And so that's for anyone to come and to work on. I think they're going to do that through most of the winter months. Other things to note, on Fat Tuesday, which is February 17th, we've been doing an annual excursion to the Brick to have lunch at the Brick, and then a king cake and all that kind of stuff related to Mardi Gras, and so people are invited to come and to be a part of that. And also February 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, they've organized a ladies' craft and fellowship retreat. You come up to the church in the narthex, and you can come on Monday or Monday and Tuesday or just on Wednesday or whatever you want to do. You work on your own projects, but there'll be a group of people doing stuff, so you're welcome to allow that to be your own time if you have projects that you want to work on. If you have questions about that, please contact Lou Ann Havener or Heidi Wheatley, and so they're kind of coordinating that. So those are the kind of announcements that we wanted to lift up today. I encourage you, please be safe and be cautious. If you need to go somewhere, think about if you really need to be out with the roads, and encourage you to be careful and cautious. Remember to pray for all those impacted by this weather. And again, if you would like to hear some reflections upon the readings for this day, there are the Sunday snippets that are on the website and at various places as well. Please be safe this week, and hopefully I will see everyone next week, as hopefully it'll be a little bit warmer and a little less white. Take care.